Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. It's a joy to come into your home, especially on Christmas. I want to wish you and all of your loved ones a very Merry Christmas. Have a blessed time together. And let me share the scripture with you. This comes from the prophet Isaiah, and it's proclaimed at midnight mass all around the world. For to us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There's a tremendous commotion at Christmas. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but malls are filled with people shopping. There's Christmas trees being picked up everywhere. Churches are packed with people. There's tinsel and lights and traffic and travel and online people are shopping. There's food, there's relatives, there's stress. Tremendous commotion. The first Christmas was the same way. Tremendous commotion. Angels singing, shepherds rushing, animals gathering, stars shining, camels coming, kings appearing. Why all this fuss over a little tiny baby? Well, I think the angels give us a clue. The angels appeared to the shepherds and they said, "This day a Savior is born to you." That's why there's so much commotion. Because this day, and this is what we celebrate at Christmas, this day, or in the Catholic Church, the Christmas season, this season, a child has been born to us. I looked up most popular names for babies online, just wondering what parents are calling their children nowadays. And for girls, these are the most popular names. Number one, Emma, and number two, Olivia. That's interesting. And then for boys, the most popular names are number one most popular name for a boy, believe it or not, is Liam, L-I-A-M. And then Noah, and then Lucas. And Cedric didn't make it, but I found out that some people that watch my programs, one person actually named their cat Cedric, so we're getting there. And another person up in Michigan, a young man took his confirmation name as Cedric. But Cedric didn't make the list. But what I wanted you to know is that names have meaning, and they have significance. For example, the name Cedric means warrior, or battle chieftain. Now, I write and produce, and I preach, and I travel. I'm a road warrior. And you got to be a warrior when it comes to writing and producing and doing what I do. So in a way, my name fits me. Well, names have significance. Whatever name that you have for yourself or whatever name you have in your family, they all have significance. And the angel gave Jesus his name. And it's not just because it sounds nice, but Jesus' name has significance. If you remember, Joseph in a dream was given the name Jesus by the angel Gabriel. And he was told to name the child Jesus because, and here's the meaning of the name, he will save his people from their sins. And this is why we're celebrating Christmas, that Jesus has come, and the meaning of his name is that he will be our Savior. Now, what does he save us from? Again, from our sins. But most of all, Jesus came to save us from death, from eternal death. Yeah, we're all going to die, but not eternally. We believe that Jesus will raise us up. So he was born so that we could be reborn. He was born so that we could live forever. And this is why we celebrate. That's why there's such a great commotion. That's why the stars were shining. That's why the angels were singing. That's why wise men from the east came, because Jesus Christ is born. Now, the name Jesus again means Savior. Now, in my mind, we don't need so much a teacher, although we do need to be taught. In fact, in the Gospel of Mark, the great name for Jesus, the great title for Jesus is that of teacher. You'll always see people coming up to him, Rabbi, which means teacher. So he was a great teacher, and he gave us all kinds of beautiful wisdom. But more than a teacher, we need a savior. We don't so much need a guru or a Buddha or somebody just to show us the way. We need freedom from death. The death that haunts all of us. The death that we will all have to endure. And we believe that Jesus saves us from death. And that's why the commotion, that's why the great celebration, that's why Christmas is such a great holiday. Do you know that our calendar is actually measured from the birth of Christ? There's BC, before Christ, and AD, year of our Lord. The whole calendar that we go by is measured from this tremendous feast day that we celebrate, Christmas. Even when wars are going on, as bad as the other side may be, the enemies may be, however hedonistic they may be or atheistic they may be, even wars will stop on Christmas. There will be a ceasefire. This is how important this day is. Even atheists know that Christmas in some way, shape, or form is important. So it's not just a cultural feast day. It's very much a religious holiday. Religious because Jesus, we believe, is the Son of the living God, the wonderful Counselor, the everlasting Father, come to save us. Interesting. What will this child grow up to be? There's a song that says something like, who will this child come to be? Well, he will come to be the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So this little teeny baby, this vulnerable baby that we can touch, that is a part of our experience, would grow up to be this great teacher, and more than that, a savior. Fulton Sheen wrote a book. Fulton Sheen, of course, the great bishop that lived years ago, paved the way for Catholic television. He wrote many books, and one of the books that he wrote was called The Life of Christ. And in this book, The Life of Christ, he talked about the birth of Christ. And he said this, a very poignant saying. He said, Jesus was the only person ever born to die. Imagine that. The purpose and the meaning of this birth of Christ. He was born, yes, to live, but to die. And Fulton Sheen said that the shadow of the cross hung over the crib. Very alliterative. The cross over the crib. And that the whole purpose of Jesus' birth was so that he could die upon a cross and bring us salvation. Remember what the angel said, he will save his people from their sins. And then, of course, he will save us from death. That's what salvation means. Well, because of my television programs, I get all kinds of different letters and emails from people. And here, I just got this very recently, a very poignant letter. Hello, Father Cedric. I listen to you every Sunday morning on Trinity Broadcasting Network. And I enjoy your teachings, and I enjoy listening to you. I feel like I'm lost, and I need a Savior. And I'd certainly appreciate it if you would tell me exactly what I need to do to be saved. And then he put, as soon as possible, because I'm getting older. And I love getting letters like this, because that's what my ministry is all about. I'm here to help you. The number one thing I do, I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you. I want to help you to live with passion. I want to bring meaning to your life. I want to teach you about your sufferings. But the number one thing I want to do with my ministry is to help you to receive salvation. And remember what I said, you're saved from your sins and saved from death, saved for everlasting life. God will save you. When you save a program on a computer, everything is kept. Every comma, every period, every word, every letter, it's kept. And that's what it means to be saved. You will be kept for eternal life. You will be changed, but it'll still be you forever and ever and ever. So the man asked quite poignantly, point blank, what do I got to do to be saved? That same question was asked of Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle, if you remember, he was out preaching the gospel with Silas, his missionary partner. And they ended up, because they were preaching the gospel, they ended up being thrown into a Philippian jail. And while they were in this jail, I mean, it was dark, it was dank, it was awful. In the middle of the night, at the midnight hour, amazingly, Paul and Silas are singing. They're praising God. They're thanking God right in the midst of these stinky, smelly, dank circumstances. And it says that all the people in jail were listening, including the jailer himself. All of a sudden, as they're singing, there was an earthquake. And because of the earthquake, the door burst open. They were free to go, but they didn't go anywhere. The jailer thought that they had all escaped. He was about to kill himself. And Paul said, no, 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 we're still here. And the jailer comes up to Paul with the same question that this man asked. And obviously, he could see that God was working in their life. They're singing at midnight. There's an earthquake. They're all free to go. And he comes up to Paul and he says, what do I got to do to be saved? In other words, I want what you've got. You obviously have something that I don't, and I want it. And he said, what do I got to do to be saved? And Paul just gave this simple answer, and this is what I want you to get. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just believe that he was, but believe that he came for you. Believe that he died on the cross for you. Believe that he loves you personally. Always personalize this faith. It's not just for the world, although it is. It's for you, and it's for me. That's exactly what I told this man. In fact, I sent him one of my books. I told him, simply believe. It's not hard to do. It's really easy. We all have that gift within us. We can simply believe. Believe that Jesus not only was, that he was born, but believe that he came for you, that he loves you, and that he died on the cross for you. And then if you believe, you're going to start doing different things like pray, read the scriptures, get involved in church, reach out and start helping other people. See, faith without works is dead. I don't want to get into all that, but I just want to tell you the fullness of faith isn't just a confidence. It comes with works, with actions. It's the actions of faith. So what do you got to do to be saved? Just believe. Simply believe. This is what Christmas is. This is what we're celebrating. Believe that Jesus came, not just for the world, but for you too. His name is Savior. Yes, we need a teacher, but we need a Savior. We need somebody to deliver us from death. And that's what I want you to receive in this program right now. In fact, this is what we're going to do. Surrender. Just pray with me silently. Jesus, I believe that you came for me. Jesus, I believe that you love me. Jesus, I believe that you were born so that I could be reborn. Jesus, I believe that you died for me on the cross. I give my life to you. I believe that I'm saved. Yes, amen. That is the meaning of Christmas. It's all about Jesus. It's all about salvation. It's all about being born again. It's all about living forever. That's why there's such a commotion. I know there's gift giving and there's traffic and there's trees and all these different things, but all the commotion's good because this has meaning. Christmas has significant, ultimate, eternal meaning. And yes, there should be commotion. That's why the star appears and the wise men come from the east. That's why the shepherds hear the angels singing. That's why the angels are singing glory to God and peace to people on earth. Wow. There should be great celebrations. And that's why relatives get together and people get together, have wonderful Christmas meals. That's why churches are packed, because Christmas has significance and tremendous meaning. And I want you not just to be a bystander. I want you to be a participant in this. I want you to know Jesus as your personal Savior. I want you to know him as your Lord, that he came for you personally, and that you can be saved. And what a wonderful time to give your life to Christ and to proclaim him as your Savior. That's what his name means. Jesus means God saves. Wow. Well, as I read to you in the Bible, there are other names for Jesus too, and I want to continue with the meaning of Christmas, but the primary meaning is that. I want you to grab a hold of that. We could stop the program right now, but there's more to come because there's much significance to Christmas. And another name for Jesus is Emmanuel. You've all heard that. It comes from the prophet Isaiah. If you're in the Catholic Church or some of the mainstream Protestant churches, Lutheranism, I believe, has it, and Methodism, we have this song during Advent that's called O Come, Emmanuel. And we sing that, and we sing that, and we sing that. That's simply another name for Jesus. The word Emmanuel has meaning too, and it means God with us. Wow, this is the meaning of Christmas too. That Jesus is our Savior, and that God is with us. You see, this tender little baby, this itsy-bitsy little human being, this vulnerable little innocent pure baby has come among us, the mighty God that spawned the heavens into being, the eternal God who lived forever from all eternity, suddenly, and because of an act of his own will, has become a little baby. Emmanuel, God with us. Christmas is one of the hardest times for people. For example, many people during the year have lost their spouse, and now they got to go through their first Christmas alone. Others have had breakups in the family. Others have family members that don't go to church, who differ politically. You sit around the table and you talk, and there are all kinds of strifes and arguments. Christmas can be one of the hardest times for people. The depression rate at Christmas time rises in people because a lot of people get depressed because they remember how good it used to be and now it's not like that anymore, or I lost my spouse, or people have fallen away and going through all these difficulties. Depression rises. Suicides rise during the Christmas time. And what Emmanuel means, and what this is proclaiming to us, that Jesus is Emmanuel, is that He is with you to help you through the hard times of your life. And I want you to get that. Are you grieving? Have you just lost somebody? Are you lonely? Are you going through a difficult time? Is Christmas really stressful for you? Is it a hard time for you? Well, Christmas is proclaiming you're not going through it alone. Jesus will help you. He will be your strength. He will get you through. And as you go through, you will grow through. And this is what the wonderful season is proclaiming. This is what the word Emmanuel means. God with us. And from all eternity, God wants to be with us. In fact, in the book of Revelation, when it talks about heaven, it says that God will be our God. He will wipe away every tear from our eyes, that He will be with us for all eternity. We were never meant to be separated from God. And God's plan will not be thwarted. And God's plan has right from the beginning always been that He would be with us from all eternity. He would be our God and we would be His people. And now He's got the plan, and this is the plan in the form of a little baby, Emmanuel, to bring us back. Wow, I love the season of Christmas. And because God is with us, we can handle our sufferings. We can face challenges. We can dream dreams and accomplish them. We can go through grieving. We can forgive people that hurt us. We can be more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Of course, that's one of the famous sayings in the letter to the Philippians. So what I'm simply trying to say is that when we celebrate Christmas, please realize that you're not alone. Even if your family members have abandoned you, even if you've lost your spouse, even if nobody that you love even goes to church anymore, you're not alone. Emmanuel, God with us. Wow, that's the meaning of Christmas to me. I love it. I remember when I was young, I used to go to Christmas church on Christmas. Now, I'm talking about when I was in my teenage years, I would go to Christmas, and I would go to Mass. It's packed. You know, sometimes we get there on time, and we had to stand around the back of church because so many people go on Christmas. And I would always go there hoping that something had changed, because whenever I would go to church as a young man, it just seemed so boring, and it wouldn't meet my needs, and I couldn't understand what was going on. So I would go to Christmas, and I'd see all the decorations and see all the people, and I'd go there hoping, well, I hope something's changed. And I'd listen, and no. It would be the same as it always was. It was just awful to me, at least where I went in Massachusetts. I remember going one time to church, and this is when I was a priest, and I was sitting out in the pews. There was a little girl in front of me, a teenage girl, not little. She was a teenage girl. Right after the homily, she turns to her mother and says, Mom, I didn't get anything out of that. And I felt so bad for her. Because here's this young girl. She probably goes once or twice a year, who knows. And here's this chance to, you know, proclaim faith to her and attract her to Jesus. And she goes, I didn't get anything out of it. Wow. So in other words, what I'm saying is, has anything changed in the Catholic Church or in churches in general? And I want to proclaim to you, yes. Our Pope Francis proclaimed in one of his letters, he said, I invite people everywhere to a renewed personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I love that because this is what church is all about, and this is what Christmas is all about. A relationship with Jesus Christ. The church now has an emphasis on joy, on celebration, and on Jesus. Not so much ritual. We do ritual and we do, you know, the regulations and the rules and the rubrics and all those R words. We do all that. But the emphasis in the center of it all is a relationship with Jesus. If you have not been to church in a while because you don't think anything has changed, I'm inviting you to come back, to give it a try. We all get disappointed at times. We can all get angry and upset because it's boring or it doesn't seem to meet our needs. But give it a new try, because church is about Jesus. And at this Christmas time, this Christmas season, we try to give you our best. And I'm going to invite you to make a move with Jesus. Come back. If there has been anything that has happened in your past, maybe a priest was harsh to you in the confessional, I don't know. Or church was boring and it didn't seem to work. I invite you to come back. Give it another try. And let me say on behalf of what has ever happened in the past, I'm sorry that that happened. Make a new start. Christmas is a beautiful time for you to come on back. So Christmas is about Emmanuel. It's about Jesus. And I love what I just read to you from the prophet Isaiah. A son is born to us. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A few facts about Christmas, of course. The Son of God, Eternal Word made flesh, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, not born in a palace or a hospital, but in an animal stable. Stinky, dusty, dirty. Not born to royalty, but to a peasant girl. Not born in Jerusalem, but in the little town of Bethlehem. Bethlehem means place of bread, house of bread. He came to be our bread. Who was invited to his birth? Not King Herod, not the great high priest, not all these religious people, the priests of Jerusalem. Who was invited to the birth of Jesus? Insignificant shepherds, people on the periphery, Gentile, heathen, pagan Gentiles, the Magi. They come from the east because they see this star. In other words, and this would take place during Jesus' ministry, he came for the people on the periphery. He came for sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes, those that are destitute, the poor, those who had no religion. He came for you and me. Even if you're not the best, even if you don't go to church all the time, even if you do, he came for you and me. And this is what we celebrate at Christmas. Wise men from the east came. And as you know, they came because they were searching. They were looking. Never give up the search. So Christmas is very personal. And I want you to get this. Jesus, his name means Savior. He came for you. Personalize it. Believe that he came for you. He was born for you. He loves you. And his name is Emmanuel. He will walk with you no matter what. He is with you whatever you're going through. And we celebrate this wonderful feast of Christmas. And then, of course, Christmas means that he came for all people. whether you're Jewish, Gentile, a believer, a non-believer, sinner, righteous, it's all people that Jesus came for. And so we celebrate Christmas. This feast is magnificent, has tremendous significance and meaning. And on behalf of the Catholic Church, behalf of my ministry, and certainly from the depths of my heart, I want to wish you and all of yours a very Merry Christmas. Don't just live, live with passion. Merry Christmas. Jesus came for you personally, and I hope that you'll receive him as your Savior. One of the Christmas cards I like to give out is that he came to give us power to become children of God. That's from John chapter 1. I get all kinds of letters and cards. Somebody sent me a thank you card, said, "Father Cedric, you brought light to our darkness." That's exactly what Christmas does. It brings light to our darkness. Somebody else wrote me and said, "Thanks for all that you've done. Your programs helped me to overcome a drug addiction." Wow. "Grow in faith, have a deeper understanding of the Word. Now I have a Bible study and I'm sharing with others what I've learned." That's so beautiful. "I have written all kinds of resources to help you. 21 books to date, booklets. Now, if you're not going to church or you're not too familiar with my ministry, go to my website, fathercedric.org. You can order those resources, and I have free downloads. You can download my first book for free off the website, booklets to help you to grow. I want you to develop a personal relationship with Jesus. So thank you in advance for your support. I appreciate it when you buy my resources. That really supports my ministry so that I can reach out to all people with the imperishable message of the good news. It's Christmas. I want you to receive Jesus, and I want you to know him as Emmanuel with you in everything that you do. God bless you and Merry Christmas." I went to church one time. It was Advent. We were preparing for Christmas, and I was in the pews and singing and praying, and this woman in front of me turns around. She goes, "Are you Father Cedric?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "I've been watching your programs, and you're the one that has brought me back to church." And that brought such a smile to my face. See, the Christmas message brings change. No matter what you're going through, it could be an addiction. Maybe you haven't been going to church. Jesus came to change us. And I want you to take it personal. When we give gifts, I remember I cut a little bit of wrapping paper and I put a name on there, and then I close it and I give the gift under the tree. So God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes wouldn't perish but have eternal life. Rather than "God so loved the world," God so loved Joe. God so loved Mary. God so loved Bill, Emma, Noah, Cedric, you and me. And I want you to personalize Christmas. Jesus came for you. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.